This is Dr. Kevin Elko with the Thursday Night Pep Talk, developing an I don't care attitude, the mindset of a warrior. In 1 Samuel chapter 18, it tells the story of how Samuel and David came back from battle. And as they came back from battle, the women were singing. And they were singing, David killed 10,000, Saul killed 1,000. And the women just kept on singing, yes, Saul killed 1,000, but David killed 10,000. Saul was the leader of Israel at that time. But Saul's mind was different than David's mind, because Saul's mind compared. David wasn't even the one singing the song or bragging. And the rest of Scripture goes on to say, after that time, from that time on, Saul looked at David with contempt and wanted to kill him. There is nothing that will take away your production and your joy in life than comparison. How do I compare to the guy next to me? He has this many catches, I have that many. He has this many tackles, I have that many tackles. If we stop comparing and just play and just go and know that God breathed his life in me and I have to go be that which he put in me. But see, the problem here is Saul lost all his effectiveness because he started comparing. You just don't compare to a person. You can compare your life to the life you used to have. You can compare this minute to a minute you once had. You can compare the score, what it should be, compared to what it is. The mind of comparison is the killer. We do it all the time. You hear people say, well, I'm not as young as I used to be. Well, you're probably a lot younger than you think you are. Or I'm a sophomore, I should be a junior, I'm a junior, I should be a senior. Satchel Paige, the great baseball player, said, how old would you be if you didn't know how old you were? He didn't compare. And as a result, he found peace. He didn't judge, he didn't compare. These are the good old days. In other words, this is the best we'll ever be. Or those were the good old days. It's comparison. We compare to everything. Don't compare the score. Don't compare this minute. Don't compare last game. Don't compare last play. And I have a phrase I say out loud to keep me from comparing. And this is the way David's mind worked. David's mind was very different. David was a warrior. Here's the phrase, and here's the best I can explain David's mind. In The Fugitive, Tommy Lee Jones is chasing Harrison Ford, who is the fugitive. And Harrison Ford gets Tommy Lee Jones' gun. Tommy Lee Jones is chasing him. He holds the gun on him and says, I did not kill my wife. And you know the answer, some of you listening. Tommy Lee Jones says, I don't care. That's an I don't care attitude. I don't compare. I don't judge. I don't think about anything. I've locked in my mind my process, and now I don't contemplate. I just keep coming. During this next game, I want you to keep saying, if they score, I don't care. I just keep coming. If we score, I don't care. If they get up by 20, if we get up by 20, I don't care. If somebody asks you to score at halftime, you go, I don't care. I don't care at all. David was face to face with Goliath. He's much bigger than you. I don't care. He's killed men. I don't care. You're a teenage boy. I don't care. I don't care. He's laughing at you. I don't care. I don't care about anything. I believe the breath that God breathed in me, and I'm going to go be it. I don't care. During this game, I want the sidelines to rally. I don't care. I don't care. Keep going. When they come off the field, I don't care. Keep going. In the huddle, I don't care. Keep going. Don't stop if you're off 20. The scoreboard is meaningless. How you feel is meaningless. It's a I don't care. The environment has nothing to do with me. I don't judge it. I just keep coming and coming and coming. God created you and made you. He knows what you are. He knows what you can be. Now take the rest of the season. You go find out what you can be with your I don't care attitude. Go introduce yourself to yourself the rest of this year via I don't care about anything other than bringing out of me that which is inside of me. Stop judging. Don't judge anybody else. I don't want to be the next Zig Ziglar. I don't want to be the next Joel Osteen. I want to be the next best Kevin Elko the world has ever seen. And if I don't match up to somebody else, I don't care. But I do want to match up to what I'm supposed to be and what I was created to be. This is Dr. Kevin Elko in the Thursday Night Pep Talk, Developing a Warrior Mind. I don't care.